Hello and welcome to Indie Author Diaries, a weekly diary podcast with two indie writer mums. We're talking about all things indie writing. And today's topic is episode 26, and it's called Getting to Know You. What we thought we'd do is keep it lighthearted because, once again, we've had an interesting week since the last episode. I don't know, it's now reading like a thriller, I feel, this year. It's like, what's going to happen next? I don't want to issue the Force of the Universe the challenge because they are rising to meet it every week. But we thought we'd do a very brief update and then get stuck into some questions and that we've never probably even actually asked each other, I don't think. Have we? Have we ever chatted about these things? I mean, one of them, but not the others, really. So, and then we thought that we could throw the questions out to you so we could get the answers from you guys. But anyway, all right, so do you want to give us a brief rundown of what's happened since the last episode, Sarah? What's your update?
So with the last episode, so I've been working on two outlines for my new pen name, which is coming out this June, if everything goes well. So I'm sort of doing a little bit of I'm trying to get ahead of the writing game. So I actually have books behind the new name. So I've been working on, I finished two outlines this week for the next two books that'll be ready to be edited, hopefully within a few months. So yeah, I think, well, I didn't do as much as I usually have been. So I think I've only just hit 7,000 words since our last podcast.
Yeah, that was long,
but it's progress. No,
oh, cool, excellent. Well, in my life, so over the weekend, my cat swallowed a sewing needle, a rather large sewing needle, and as a consequence, after seeing the vet, the money I was going to be using for publishing my book is being otherwise allocated. And so we were tossing up on whether or not we should call this episode 101 Ways to Make Money so that you can publish your book, and then realised we couldn't think of 101 ways. So along with answering these questions about getting to know you at the end of this episode, perhaps you can find the thread in our Instagram feed through the week, and if you've got some good ideas on how I can raise the funds to finish getting my book copy edited so I can publish it, it would be much appreciated. So so unfortunately there I am again, like, I don't know, this year has just, I think I'm finally at that surrendering stage now. Like, I was fighting it up until last week, and then after we discovered on Saturday that the cat had swallowed the needle, and you know, it was all pretty worrying, I think I've just surrendered now and just realized, you know what, this year is not going to be the year I thought it was going to be, and I've just got to get through it, you know, and yeah, just get through it, laugh more, expect less, and just take a deep breath and get through it. So after we hang up from here, I'll be going and working on the final scenes for my werewolf book. I'm going to continue finishing it off as though I'm going to still publish it in late April. But yeah, unless a miracle happens, that might not be happening. So anyway, that's my update. All right, so let's get into it. Shall I ask you the questions first, Sarah? Shall I interview you first?
You can interview me first.
Okay, listeners, great. Today we have a special guest on the podcast. It's Sarah Gay. Her first official interview with us. So here we go. Sarah, why did you tell us why you got into writing?
So I mean, I always loved writing, but I was never really confident with my work, as most of us aren't. And, you know, because I was working full time and for so long, and then I, you know, stopped to have my children, I loved being a mum, but I found I needed something more. Like, I needed something that was just for me in my off time. So I was just driving along one day, and I'd just come from a coffee with my friends, and we just laugh about the stupidest things, and we've just been friends since we were kids, and we're just so quirky. And I thought, oh, wouldn't it just be funny to write a book characters based on us? And by the time I got home, I had literally just thought out all three books in my head, and I knew exactly how I wanted those characters to go. So the kids were really young. They were like 2 years old. So we're talking, you know, 6 years ago. And we laugh about this. This is actually the part you and I laugh about. I wrote my first books on my iPad with no keyboard or anything.
It's amazing.
And I just sat out the back in the middle of the night at the table, and I just wrote these books. And I just knew I had to get over that hurdle of not being confident and just press publish. And so that's exactly what I did. That's how I got into writing. So
that's cool.
Just one little idea, and I was like, I'm doing it finally.
Excellent. Okay. So what's your favorite book that you've written so far? And you've got quite a few now. For Sarah, you've got 14 more. Have you got more books now? Is it 18?
I don't even know. I don't even count my books.
She's got a lot, guys. Just go to her author page on Goodreads or Amazon. She's got a lot.
That's a hard one because my favorite book thus far is actually one that I wrote a while ago, but I actually rewrote the entire thing, and it's going to be released under the new name. I'm just going to say the name of the book. So it's going to be called Breaking Signs. That'll be out this year. That by far, it's just my all-time favorite book, and the characters are they're very real to me. I have shed many a tears over that book. I can't wait to introduce everyone to that book.
Cool. Well, yeah. As a follow-on from that, what is who is the favourite character from one of your books?
So that it's the same book right now. and my favourite character is actually Ellie from my Breaking Signs book. And Ellie, yeah, she has like the biggest piece of my heart, and she hasn't gone anywhere for years. Like I don't even know if I'm gonna ever write another character that will top her in my heart. Isn't that sad? I'm like, I just want to keep her forever.
And you're going through these very quickly, Sarah.
Yeah, but I'm really fast and efficient.
Will you stop saying that? You make it sound like I'm not. Thank you. I think we have different styles. Thank you very much.
I'm fast and efficient.
Well, there's no conversation if everything's yes, no, okay. It's like podcast over, guys. 30 seconds. There you go. Last. Okay. And who's your favourite author? And you can have more than one, because I'm going to.
Oh, boy. What happens behind the scenes between us?
a conversation saying, I will not be contained.
So I have quite a few favourite authors, but in Sarah Gay fashion, I'm going to go with my all-time favourite author, and that's Amy Harmon.
Oh, cool.
I love her. Ever since I read, the first book I ever read by her was Making Faces. And I mean, I just blubbered. Like, her words are just unbelievable. They're absolutely amazing. And, you know, the Song of David, like, you could just keep going. And she just mixes genres as well. And I love that an author can do that under one name. So she has her fantasy elements, her contemporary romance, her inspirational. I think she's doing a thriller now. I'm not quite sure, or that might be a fantasy coming up. But Amy Harmon is she's just amazing. And I think last week I got a little bit excited, didn't I, when she was number two author in Amazon. That's amazing. That's something to definitely aim towards, you know. but yeah, so she's my favorite.
Cool. And so here's one last question. If you could join any book, so join the adventure, the storyline of any book, which would it be? Not your own, from your favorite authors.
Well, I live in my adventures every day. so it's a little bit different from what most people would expect. They'd probably expect me to go some chick lit or contemporaries. But I actually love Shannon Mayer. Her elemental series. I think I told you about her a while ago.
Yeah, I don't know if you told me on here, but offline we chatted and you've been talking.
Yes, her first book in that series is called Recurve. But I love her. I mean, it's got everything I need. It's got, you know, it's got your elementals, your magic. Larkspur is the heroine. She's just so kick butt and I want to be her best friend.
Oh,
and and maybe steal her heartthrob Ash because I love him so much. but I love that. I love the action and adventure of that, and especially when it's not, you don't know where the next book's going to go and the characters that come into it. And yeah, she's just one of those heroines where there's nothing princessy about her. She's just, yeah, it's just amazing. And you know, it's all about elves and things like that. So I would more than likely go into her elemental series. There'd be a few more, but I'm sticking to true.
Cool. Okay. Well, I'm going to throw in one question there that you are not expecting.
Oh.
Did you read fairy tales as a kid? And if you did, which was your favourite?
I did read fairy tales. What would be one of my favorites? I actually loved Hansel and Gretel.
Really? How interesting.
I did. So that might be because I really loved food. And I have a thing for, I always wanted to visit a big gingerbread house. Mm-hmm. You know, this is very funny how fairy tales can mold us, because every year, I make my kids and me and my husband all decorate gingerbread houses because I'm addicted. I love them. But I always wanted to be, you know, I always wanted to be in the Hansel and Gretel and, you know, save them. Not that they needed my saving, but I loved that. I loved Sleeping Beauty too because, I don't know, I think I dream too much about, you know, whatever heartthrob I was dreaming about kissing me. But
I love it. So this is very
and Rapunzel because I always wanted really long hair. I don't know.
She has long hair, by the way, guys. She's got really long hair.
I do have really long hair. So maybe I'm outliving that one too.
I attended a romance writing conference years ago, and one of the people speaking, I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been Jane Porter. And at the time, she was published with Mills and Boone. I don't know who she's published with now. I'm pretty sure it was her because she had a really excellent talk for her session. But, yeah, she had this thing that she was talking about, saying that the fairy tale that you loved as a kid seems to be the kind of stories you recreate as an adult. And I found that to be true. So when you ask me that question, I'll tell you who my favorite one was. But yeah, it's so funny. And I've been beta reading some stories for some friends, and you know, I was asking one of them, "Oh, who's your favorite?" Thinking I could tell based on the way that she'd written the story, and it turned out it kind of was. And so I was like, "How interesting is that?"
Big eye opener. I never. That's a good one to hit me with, actually, because I do look at my life and go,
Yeah, I don't know. It's just quite, it was such a cool question, and I've thought about it often, and I think, and it's the different things that people like. So, you know, just, yeah, the different aspects. So some people, if they liked Beauty and the Beast, you know, they like to redeem the hero, and you know, so I'm thinking, you know, E.L. James, 50 Shades of Grey, I'm thinking she had to have liked Beauty and the Beast. I've got no idea if she does or not, but that's very much a Beauty and the Beast kind of story, isn't it? Her love redeems him, and
Maybe one day we'll have to ask her.
Yeah, when she's on our, you know, speed dial. Yeah, very interesting. Okay.
Alrighty. So that was me in a nutshell. All right. Let's go to our wonderful Lisa White.
Mm.
Okay. So Lisa, why did you get into writing? When?
Well, I've always written, actually. My first story that I remember writing, I was about 7 and my sister was studying because she was at uni, and so I was sitting in the bedroom and she was kind of babysitting me, and so I was writing a story while she studied, and it was a fantasy story about 2 elves called Renzo and Zach. And poor thing, I think I interrupted her every 2 minutes with asking her how to spell stuff like my kids do now. So that's karma. But yeah, I've always written stories. And I remember in grade 1, like, I'd written this book about frogs, the life cycle of frogs. So I guess there you go. From a young age, I like writing fantasy and nonfiction, which is what's played out. And then in high school, everybody writes angsty teen poetry. So I did that too. But I've also, I had a lot of novels that I started, but I never finished them until I was about 23, 24, when I joined like the local romance writing group. I did a how to write romance course, and that's where I met my friend Anne, who was on my cooking show. And that's when I started finishing books and then concentrating, you know, learning more about the actual craft of writing, because I never did. I was an avid reader. Like, I was always the kid that read like 200, 300 books in a year, because I could read a book a day when I was younger, because obviously I didn't have to clean the house or cook dinner. And then when I got older and I was studying, I actually read a Johanna Lindsay romance novel the night before my year 12 maths exam. Probably says a lot. I passed, but I didn't get, you know, full marks. And then it was funny. I had one of my friends, you always get some odd marketing stuff from companies. And when I was in science, one of my friends got this funny thing through one of her like lab supply companies. And it was this book that said, it was something like, oh, you know, the evolutionary biology of DNA or something like that. But it was like a cover. You know how hardcover books have those plastic sleeve covers? The paper sleeve covers. And so it was one of those so that you could put it on any book that you were reading that was fiction and pretend you were reading something, you know, highly intellectual.
That's fantastic.
And we had this work experience woman come in the lab, a mature age student came in, and when I was doing the PhD, and I had a Mills and Boon in my top drawer. And I never forget her saying, oh my God, I didn't think that you would read that stuff. And I'm like, I love it. What are you talking about? And she's like, I thought, you would have been reading something high tech or, you know, academic or at least literary fiction. I couldn't believe it. It's like, I love romance. So I guess the signs were always there, because I ended up quitting the PhD, studied naturopathy, and then did this. And then there was actually a year while I was studying naturopathy that I was almost going to give that up and just try and write and try and finish a book to submit to a publisher. But that was when I found out I had the ovarian cyst and endometriosis, and we were about to get married. My mother-in-law ended up in a nursing home. You know, we were told, you want to have a family, start now. And so it kind of all went out the window. And then my daughter had her food sensitivities, and so life was very much about health. So I figured, oh, well, it was the universe telling me focus on finishing naturopathy and focusing on health. But then after I burnt out from the cooking show, my friend is a writer, and she wrote the book The Pram Diet, and she was, you know, giving me tips on authoring and promoting my cookbooks and stuff. And she said, you know, you need an author page. And it was funny, the minute I made like an author page on Facebook, I just started crying, and I'd read my first fiction book in years because life had been so busy and all about the nonfiction. And yeah, I made that author page, and I was like, I miss fiction. And then my cat died, and so I started writing what I thought would be a nonfiction book, and ended up being fiction. And so that's how I came back to writing. So I've always written, and then I veered off the path repeatedly because I was always told by dad, you know, get a sensible job, get a real job. You want a steady income. Little did he know that science was just as frivolous and ridiculous for funding, unless you work in industry or in a teaching role or in a technician kind of role where you're doing like pathology testing or something. In research, it's not a reliable income at all. Certainly not in Adelaide where we live either. You have to change areas to keep in work or travel around the world, which I didn't want to do. So yes, so I've always written and I keep coming back to it. So I've just said, to hell with it, I'm going to be frivolous for a while. And then I was all ready to go, and the cat goes and swallows a bloody sewing needle. So I'll still be writing. I might not be publishing.
You're going to get there. Okay. So what's the second question? Okay. So your favourite book you've written or are writing this far?
Well, I do love A Touch of Magic, even though it's my only fiction one I've published at the moment. But I suppose you like them all, otherwise you wouldn't write them. But the werewolf one, I do love, and I'm looking forward to publishing that.
Yes.
Yeah, but I do like A Touch of Magic.
So your favourite character that you've written so far?
It's hard to choose. So favourite character in the published book is, I kind of like Brett from A Touch of Magic because he's such an asshole and he'll be fun to eventually write his story. that I've written so far that I haven't published yet, I've got the main character in the werewolf book, Gillian. I do like her, and one of the side characters, Kira, I love, and she's funny. And so I'm enjoying writing those characters. They're quite a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to let you have more than one favourite
honey,
author.
I did notice that you told me three fairy tales, and I will hold you to this. I will remember.
Yes. Okay, well, I will give you that. Okay, so tell us some of your favourite authors.
Well, I love J.R. Ward, her Black Dagger Brotherhood books. I love Leanne Moriarty, really loving the way she tells the story. I think I've talked about all these before. George Martin and George R.R. Martin and what's her name? J.K. Rowling, of course. Like, I love the Harry Potter books. So, but I have to say, I haven't read her other stuff. I've bought a couple of her other books, but I haven't read them yet. The other J.K.'s. So I love the Harry Potter books.
Well, let's see what they're like.
I'm actually really enjoying Sarah J. Maas as well. I like the way she writes.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like her too. That doesn't go on my favourite authors.
Yeah, right. Everybody.
Okay, you just have to understand us. This is why we're laughing, because I'm too short, aren't I? I'm very short sentence. Everything I do is, I'm straight to the point. And Lisa, she thinks more than me. She's like, well, think about this. Yeah, who do I really love? What do I really love? And, I just love it. I love the way she thinks. Okay, so back to you. If you could join any book world, which one would it be?
I threw this question out before and I don't know. I think it's a good question. I'm just not sure which one I would join. Possibly the toss-up between the Black Dagger Brotherhood world, though I don't know that I could live with the stress with being married to one of those guys, to be honest. I mean, I know they always come out okay in the end, but I don't know, it'd be pretty kind of scary, I think. But I do like their world, and I think that's kind of cool. Hogwarts is cool, but it got obliterated in the last movie, so not sure I could go there anymore. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Not Westeros. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I love Game of Thrones. You know, I'm so excited about season 8 coming. But there is no way I would immerse myself in their world because I would be one of those poor characters that gets killed.
Yeah, I don't have the confidence, but I would come out of that okay. Maybe Green Gables. I'd totally be okay in Green Gables.
Gilbert. I love Gilbert. Yeah. I love it. Okay, so we'll talk about this after we get offline. We'll discuss our plans and who gets to live with Marilla. And so tell me about your favourite fairy tale growing up.
So I loved Cinderella. And it was my absolute favourite. I loved Cinderella. Not because of the ball and the ball gowns, I think. I just loved the whole story, though. I loved the idea that she's just this character who has a lot of crap thrown at her for a while. And she comes into her own at the end. You know, she stands up for herself.
She gets it out all.
Yeah, and she gets out of there. And, yeah. So, anyway, I like that story. I think it's kind of sweet. And
it is sweet. I should have known you'd pick that one.
It was my favourite story as a kid. One of those where you make your parents read it over and over and over again and you know every full stop. And apparently my dad used to try and skip a few pages to make, you know, the bedtime story go faster. And I would be, I'd sit up in bed and say, no, you missed a few pages. You've missed this bit. You got to go back. So anyway, all right. Well, that's us this week. It's over to you. Sarah will put up those 6 questions on the Instagram page. And
absolutely.
Yeah. Answer. Let us know. What do you want? Who are you? What's your background stuff with writing?
Exactly. Get involved. It's so much fun. I mean, you know, we're quirky and we just say random things. So we want to know your random quirky things.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Have a great week and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.